This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. United Nations experts called on Thursday for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, saying time was running out for Palestinian people there who find themselves at grave risk of genocide.
The Turkish-Palestinian Friendship Hospital in Gaza City reportedly ran out of fuel yesterday and was forced to stop most of its activities, rendering 70 cancer patients at serious risks.
The White House is exploring the idea of pauses to help civilians in Gaza and is working with Israel to minimize casualties, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This, again, is a crossfire, quite literally, of Hamas's making. The fact that it cynically and monstrously, deliberately, has people, men, women, and children, as human shields, puts its command posts, its leadership, its fighters, its weapons, its munitions underneath hospitals or even inside them, schools, mosques, makes this incredibly challenging. But we have to rise to that responsibility.
Hamas said Israeli claims that Hamas fighters were based in hospitals were lies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In the West Bank, Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder says masked Israeli settlers are shooting Palestinians.
Armed settlers from outposts above the village no longer aim low when they fire at their Palestinian neighbors, according to resident Mohammed Wadi. They shoot to kill now, he says. Wadi's own father and brother were shot dead on October 12th, according to two Reuters witnesses and three other people present. When armed settlers and soldiers stopped this funeral cortege, which they'd joined, for three other Palestinians from the village killed by settlers the day before.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Felder.